Hello everyone. It's so good to be with you today and yeah, I'm just really excited about what God is going to do through this financial wellness school. Today's session is about debt and although it's a bit of a serious topic, I really would like to pray with you that the Holy Spirit will work with you, that the Holy Spirit will guide you through the content, but also afterwards in your journey to actually deal with this topic. So let's pray together. Father, I thank you that by the Holy Spirit, you are with us all. And thank you that you are the teacher, the helper. And thank you that during this session that you will really touch our hearts and help us to change the way that we think about things, to change the way that we deal with things. And I honor you for that. And thank you that you're a good father and that your heart for us is to be in a better place. And thank you that you share with us, you touch us this session, and thank you that your goodness and kindness will be with us. Amen. Today we're talking about debt specifically. And God's word says that it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. And debt and the freedom from debt is such a relevant topic. So we want to actually work through a few things today, setting the scene on what are we going to talk through, and you can follow me on the slides. But debt is a time bomb. It is something that consumes you, and God wants us to be free from that. So firstly, we will look at what the Bible says about debt in general. So I want to take you through two verses, specifically Proverbs 22 verse 7, which says, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is a servant of the lender." And that's exactly just what the word says. If you are indebted, you are a slave to whoever indebts you. And our perception of debt is that debt helps us. But actually, debt is a trap. And that's what the Bible says. And that's why the Bible warns us about this. Romans 13 verse 8, Paul says, "Keep out of debt and owe no man anything except to love one another." And that's just maybe practical advice. So in this journey and the content we're going to work through today, we're going to look at specific definitions and maybe just setting the scene on terminology and talk through that. But then really get to a point where we talk about your specific journey, because we're all on different kinds of journeys. And the latter part of the session, we'll focus definitely more on debt and how a plan and strategic thinking of how to get out of debt. And going to pray also together that God will really release you. We've seen unprecedented circumstances in the last few months. And maybe you find yourselves in a position that is way worse off than you actually imagined you can be in. And God is also a God of restoration. So I really believe and pray that God will restore people and restore people to a place of real intimacy with God firstly, but from that place to really also financially get you into a way better place. We can look at a few definitions. So first definition I want to talk about is just the definition of debt. So it says that it's something, especially money, that is owed to somebody else. And as I said earlier, that the world portrays debt to us as a solution. But debt is actually not a solution. According to God, it is a trap. It ensnares us. Yes, it gratifies us instantly, but it's not lasting. It doesn't contribute to our joy. It doesn't contribute to our peace. It is actually a trap. And in the financial context, consumerism is such a relevant thing. Consumerism is driven from a place of desire, a place of I need something and I need it now, versus essentials. And I think this whole COVID period created a new context in our lives of what is really essential. I mean, before January, I thought differently about what I think is essential than what I'm thinking about now, because my paradigm has shifted to say that essentials is a concept of me just sustaining myself and sustaining my family, where the counter of that, consumerism, is such a hard driver of us having to get more and getting the latest and having an upgrade on a cell phone or whatever. And that drives totally away from the concept of what is actually essential. Then just some financial terminology. I mean, interest. So you obviously all aware of interest. But interest is a business for people. Interest, the bank charges interest as if I would go buy stock in bulk and sell it at a premium to somebody else. So if I buy money from the bank, I'm going to pay a premium to actually get that money. And that's the concept of interest. And over time, if I can't service the actual principal debt or the portion of debt that is the main purchase amount of a house or a car, then that escalates because then there's interest on interest, and that creates a very negative snowball. And obviously then repayment of debt is to actually clear that debt or get rid of the debt. And then to default is what I just explained, is if you can't actually pay the debt. And then there's a very negative cycle of collateral that you've given and that the bank actually have got the right to actually come and confiscate what you bought and purchased the money from them, but they also have got the right to still charge interest on that because you've agreed to the terms. So maybe just setting the scene and really trusting God in this session to change our minds and our hearts so that we come to a new place and a place of understanding of what His plan for us is, and that we don't have to actually engage with what the world portrays as the norm. So on the next slide, we talk about God's Lordship. And for me, that was again a revelation of my desires versus me coming under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, so that I understand better what God wants for me. And again, not just understanding, but changing my actions in obedience because of my understanding of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So the whole thing about obedience and discernment, and maybe I can illustrate that with a story. Solomon in Proverbs says that in the counsel of many, we win the war. So what the actual context of that verse means is that it's not just in the number of counsel that you get, it's in the diversity of counsel that you get. So I want to challenge you the next time you need to make a decision of buying a car or buying something that's more expensive, a laptop, a cell phone, whatever, to actually go and ask the person that you know is going to say no. Because we avoid that. We surround ourselves with like-minded people and we go and get counsel of people that's like-minded and that is just going to affirm and confirm our thinking. And that's not godly. Godly and biblical is to have diversity in that counsel. To go and ask that person that you know is going to say no because they've got a valid reason. And then with that counsel, you can take that counsel back to God before you making a decision. So the whole concept of discernment, of getting counsel in order for us to be obedient. And that's also the principle of accountability. And we'll touch a bit later also on the principle of accountability. And then just pausing for a second on contrary thinking. Jesus portrayed that to his disciples by saying, if you want to be a leader, you need to be a servant. And that is sort of counterintuitive. The same concept of rest to get restoration or rest to be able to be more productive. It is sort of a counterbalance. The same for giving and receiving. And that's also some principles. And I think in this context, maybe we need to change also our thinking on the way that we think about debt. And so let me read to you Malachi 3 verse 10. It's a very well-known verse about us engaging with God. And he says, bring your full tithe to the temple treasury so that there will be ample provisions in my house. Test me in this and see if I don't open up the heavens and give you and pour out a blessing beyond your wildest dreams. So we will touch on the principle of giving and just make sure that we understand that also as part of us reshaping our thinking about debt, giving plays an important part in all of that. So let's pause for a second on your journey. I understand that maybe there's people in this session and in this course that is in different phases of their life. Maybe you're a student or at school going on to be a student. Maybe you're starting out, got your degree or started working and you're starting out in life. Or maybe you're really in debt and you need God to give you a plan to get out of debt. So some of us is starting out, maybe a student, starting off with a career or maybe started working. So we all find ourselves in different places. So let's for a second pause and just talk through the principle of debt in each of these phases of our lives. So firstly, if you're a student, I would really recommend that if you maybe have got a student loan or you need to fund your studies in some, really try and minimize the amount that you're actually raking up in terms of that. Because later in life, yes, you're going to earn an income and it's a good investment still. But firstly, pray and ask really God to provide for you, but try and minimize that. If you're starting out on your financial journey, you need to actually get to a place where you make sound decisions. Firstly, make a principle about your giving. God is very clear about giving and what we should do about giving. The second thing is try and engage with things and get counsel so that when you make decisions on buying a car or buying a house or renting a house, that you make sound decisions, not try and maximize that. Don't listen to the banker because he's going to tell you you're going to afford this. But really get counsel and really make sure that you understand what you're letting yourself into. If you're in a place now where you already made subpar decisions, we're going to talk through the rest of this presentation on how to actually get out of debt. And if you're in a position where you're really established and your debt is under control, just sort of share that, mentor, impart some of that, and please keep on being faithful. Next, we're going to look at a video. The video is about the One Rand Man. The One Rand Man was a concept that Sanlam portrayed to give people a better understanding of what we're spending our money about. So this is about this guy that got his salary in One Rand coins. And then his whole journey, and I'm just going to show you the second episode. There's about 7 episodes. You're welcome to actually follow the journey on YouTube because it's been in 2014. But it just portrays the concept of us thinking about what we're spending our money on. So let's look at the video. Enjoyed that. Again, as I said, it really enlightened me on what I'm spending my money. So what I did after I watched the video is I took my own budget and I divided my own budget into the different categories I'm spending money on. And then I just used Excel and draw a little graph so that I visually can see the same kind of thing he saw when he had the stacks of money to say what he spent his money on. And that gave us a really good idea of what we spend our money on and maybe where do we actually need to trim back as a first step in order for us to get a better understanding. But let's move on into if we now indebted, what do we do? So the first thing on the next slide, you'll see that there's repentance and prayer. God wants us to change our thinking about this. The world has indoctrinated us to have a warped vision of what we need to do with money. And the whole trap of debt is not conducive. So God says here in Mark 1 verse 4 and Romans 2, it says that we need to change our thinking because that's what repentance is all about. And then in Romans 2, it says that God's kindness actually leads us to repentance. So this is a journey and we have got the ability for God to work in us to change our thinking about that. So one thing that I was challenged in changing my thinking was the thinking of earning more versus spending less. It's so easy for us to put our faith out there to actually trust God that we can get more money and that we earn more. But why don't we apply our faith to the counter that God really makes us creative on how we can spend less? Because spending less is the first step in being a steward. So the whole concept of stewardship is me looking after something that actually not belong to me, but as if it is mine, to really be conscious of what I am managing and managing that properly. So I pray that God will really show you, as we also see in Romans 12 verse 2, that God changed our thinking so that we can start from a place of spending less on consumerism kind of things and spending things on essentials, because God doesn't want us to be poor necessarily and want us to have hardship, but it's our responsibility to be a good steward of what God has entrusted to us. So what do we do when we need to get ourselves out of debt? So the most important thing is to change your thinking. Okay, first concept is spending less. And if you find yourself in this situation, it is critical that you understand that if you've been spending on your credit card or spending money that you don't have, it's sort of a double whammy to get back to a zero baseline, because you need to stop spending and cut up those credit cards, stop making debt. That's the first principle. But then you'll need to cut your spending in order to repay that debt. So it's a first thing of, I can't make any more debt. And maybe that's the first point that you start to say, that's it, I'm not going to do this anymore. Then as a next step, you're actually start repaying that you get to a better place. And that's going to be a hard thing. And you'll need to be resolute in order to make a decision not to make debt anymore. And then ask God really to help you to craft a plan that is a realistic plan that you can actually work through that. And then you need to stick to that plan. You need to be accountable to people so that you really actually make sure that you accomplish what you set out to do. So let me tell you about Dave Ramsey. There's a lot of videos and information about him on the internet, but he's got the 7 steps in getting out of debt. So the steps, and I'm going to quickly run through that, but it's really a practical guide, and there's a video posted also in the last slide. I really encourage you to look at that and go and do some own research. It's firstly is to create a kind of emergency fund. You need some emergency fund that you need to save up, because if you don't have credit cards anymore, you need to actually, and you get a flat tire or need to replace a tire, there needs to be some funding in order for you, a buffer that you can actually just drill into. Then the next step is pay off your debt with a debt snowball. So his principle is start with the smallest debt first, because it gives you momentum. You will actually then, there's lots of principles of paying the highest interest rate first, whatever, but it gets so complicated to find a plan. Start with the smallest, pay it off, use that money to pay off the next one, and that will create a snowball when you get to the bigger ones that you can actually pay it off easily. Then you can go through read through the 7 steps, because there's saving more and saving for retirement and paying off your house quicker. So there's steps of progression, but we really need to start off by actually just minimizing the funding. Let's look, so practical steps, next steps is start by reevaluating your spending. Go find places where you can save money, and then start paying that back. So a bit of my own personal testimony, I mean, I had a journey where I really used my home loan to buy cars, and I thought that it's a good practical thing to do because I can save money, I can save interest. But instead of then repaying the loan quicker with the extra debt that I incurred, I used that on lifestyle. And that is a bad, bad trap. And my personal journey was, I got to a place where I actually had to sell both my cars, get to a zero point, and then trusted God. We bought one car, and for 6 months, I ran to work, to the office, where we only had one car. My wife had to drop the kids. I need to be at work. It was a tough time, but we really made a decision that we're going to stop the cycle in our lives. And I'm so thankful, because it's not my own strength. It was really the grace of God that led us to repentance first, and then helped us through this journey to get to a better place. So I want to close off by reading Hebrews 13 verse 5. It says, "Let your character or moral disposition be free from the love of money." And then he says, "And be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have." We need to get to a place of contentment. God is good to all of us. Yes, there's people that have more than us. There's people that can afford things that we can't. But get to a place of contentment. And then from that place, God says, for God said himself, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. God is committed to you. God is committed to this process of getting you out of debt. And I want to pray with you now that God will really first change your thinking and then help you to craft an action plan and help you to stick with that plan so that you can experience the freedom that there is in God. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for this session and thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will work with everybody, that they will have an enlightenment of what you have for them. May they experience your wisdom and may you help them to craft a plan, to really change their thinking and take action, and because it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Thank you. We honor you. I love you and thank you that you have a personal journey for all of us. And thank you that you are a kind and good Father. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Reach out to somebody. Ask for help, be accountable, and enjoy the rest of the series.